USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The president's legal team will soon resume their opening arguments in the president's Senate impeachment trial. This, as Utah Senator Republican Mitt Romney says, it's becoming increasingly likely that other GOP senators will want witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, to testify at the trial.
It's increasingly apparent that it would be important to hear from John Bolton. I, of course, will make a final decision on witnesses after we've heard from not only the prosecution, but also the defense.
The FBI is helping process the scene of the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant, as well as his 13-year-old daughter and seven other people. It happened yesterday afternoon in California. The National Transportation Safety Board is the lead agency in the investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The world is marking Holocaust Remembrance Day. It's coinciding this year with the 75th anniversary of the liberation of the Nazi Auschwitz death camp. Robin Axelwood is with the Holocaust Memorial Center in Michigan.
We focus on the Holocaust primarily, but there are so many other genocides in the world. And so we also consider it our responsibility to talk about those atrocities.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urging federal officials to declare the coronavirus outbreak a public health emergency sooner rather than later.
We're here to say use the key now and unlock the dollars. They're going to need immediate access to critical federal funds that at present they can't access because an emergency has not yet been declared.
This comes as a fifth case of coronavirus has been confirmed in the United States. Find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg says President Trump's comments about traumatic brain injuries make his blood boil. Speaking to CBS on Sunday, the former Navy intelligence officer and mayor of South Bend, Indiana, weighed in on the injuries suffered by American service members in that Iranian missile attack in Iraq earlier this month. President Trump described the brain injuries as headaches, saying that they weren't very serious. Buttigieg says these kinds of injuries can be life-threatening and carry lifelong consequences. Billie Eilish is celebrating an historic sweep of the major categories at last night's 2020 Grammys, awarded in Los Angeles. The 18-year-old superstar took home the awards for Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Album, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, and the top prize Album of the Year for her debut, When We Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? She's now the youngest person to win Album of the Year, a record previously held by Taylor Swift. And tax filing season is officially here. The IRS expected to process over 150 million tax returns this year, and it will start accepting returns from individual taxpayers beginning today. Most taxpayers expecting refunds of about $2,500. Filing deadline, April 15th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.